WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. On today's Fresh Air for this Memorial Day holiday, we present a Fresh Air concert recorded at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. We'll feature Dan Penn singing some of the songs he wrote, such as Do Right Woman, Cry Like a Baby, and I'm Your Puppet. On keyboard, we'll hear his longtime songwriting partner, Spooner Oldham. We'll also present Rufus Thomas, the self-proclaimed world's oldest teenager, who wrote and first recorded Walkin' the Dog, which the Rolling Stones covered. And Syl Johnson will sing Take Me to the River. Fresh Air at the Chicago Blues Festival, coming up on this Memorial Day edition. First, the news.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Clinton observed Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. Mr. Clinton praised American veterans, saying their work during the wars of the 20th century could help ensure peace in the 21st. Just before his speech, Mr. Clinton laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. The remains of the unknown Vietnam veteran are not there. They have been removed for DNA testing. The Pentagon hopes to identify who that serviceman might be. Students at Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon, have been invited to bring their families to campus today to view the site where expelled student Kip Kinkle is accused of gunning down two classmates last week. More than 20 other students were hurt during a shooting spree. NPR's John Biewen says Kinkle spent the weekend being closely monitored.
He's under suicide watch. He is, and there's increasing information coming out from family and friends that he has been suicidal in the past. Psychologists say that in many cases, young men who commit these kinds of acts walk a kind of suicide-homicide axis, as one put it, that they can go either way. Beyond that, there's not much known about Kip Kinkle. He is in a juvenile detention center for the meantime. When he turns 16, he will be moved to the county jail.
Kinkle is also charged with murdering his parents on the same day. Indonesia's new president is promising to hold elections within 1 year. B.J. Habibie also granted two political prisoners freedom today. Dissidents and angry students have rallied by the thousands this month and helped bring about the end of former President Suharto's rule. Suharto had been in power for 32 years. Habibie was his hand-picked successor, and dissidents had feared he would also try to keep a grip on power. House Speaker Newt Gingrich says Congress would seriously consider an Israeli request for $1 billion to help offset potential security risks if Israel withdraws from more of the occupied West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Gingrich and House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt are heading a congressional delegation participating in Israel's 50th anniversary celebrations. The House Speaker today toured Jerusalem with the city's mayor, Ehud Olmert. Gingrich had originally planned a symbolic cornerstone-laying ceremony on the site in Jerusalem earmarked for the U.S. Embassy, which is currently in Tel Aviv. But he canceled the ceremony after protests from Palestinians and pressure from the White House. Gingrich today told reporters that the U.S. has been helpful in the past when there's an opportunity to expand peace and would be helpful again. Israeli media reports say Israel will ask the U.S. for $1 billion to cover increased security costs if it goes ahead with a U.S. plan for a 13% pullback from the West Bank. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR. In NPR's business update, the Clinton administration could face a challenge to its effort to impose sanctions on India. Tomorrow, the World Bank is expected to discuss an Indian request for $500 million in new loans, which the United States opposes. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
In an effort to punish India for conducting 5 underground nuclear tests, President Clinton ordered a ban on non-humanitarian aid, military sales, and other kinds of trade. But few other nations followed suit. A key part of the sanctions was the promise that the U.S. would vote against new loans to India from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The White House said the combined sanctions could cost India as much as $20 billion. A World Bank official said the U.S. may not be able to muster the support to defeat the loans to India in a vote, but that member countries might agree to put off the decision. The bank management could also withdraw the loans from the agenda if it believes they won't be approved. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.
The last Macintosh clone maker is winding down its Apple computer business. The Taiwanese company Umax says it's reducing production of Mac clones and has almost stopped production. Umax, whose U.S. operations are based in California, says it lost more than $30 million making the Macs. Apple has not yet commented. Russian President Boris Yeltsin held an emergency session with his Security Council today. The officials discussed the effect of a coal miners' strike and recent violence in the south. Striking miners have blocked railways, protesting their unpaid wages. A Yeltsin spokesman says the previous government is to blame for these problems. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the National Education Association, more than 2 million teachers and other school employees working to improve the quality of public education and preparing America's students for the future.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're going to celebrate the holiday by featuring a concert we presented at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. The concert was outdoors in Grant Park on a windy evening. Our first performers were Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. In the 60s, they were two of the key figures at the Fame Studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and the American Studio in Memphis. Both places became famous for the soul records they produced. Spooner Oldham is a session keyboard player, Dan Penn a songwriter and producer. Some of the songs Penn and Oldham wrote, together or separately, are Do Right Woman, which Aretha Franklin recorded at Muscle Shoals, I'm Your Puppet, Dark End of the Street, and Cry Like a Baby. Here's Dan Penn singing and playing guitar with Spooner Oldham at the keyboard at Fresh Air's Chicago Blues Festival concert.
Puppet. pull another string and I'll kiss your lips. I'm your puppet. I'll snap your fingers and I'll turn you some flips. I'm your puppet. Your every wish is my command. All you gotta do is wiggle your little hand, 'cause I'm your puppet. I'm your puppet. I'm just a toy, just a funny boy, makes you laugh when you are blue. I'll be warm or cold, do just what I'm told. I'll do anything for you, 'cause I'm your puppet. You know what I am. Just pull them little strings and I'll sing you a song. I'm your puppet. Make me do right, or you can make me do wrong. I'm your puppet. Treat me good and I'll do anything. I'm just your puppet, you hold my string. I'm your puppet. I'm your puppet. I'm your walking, talking, living, loving puppet, hanging on a string. I'll do anything. I'll hold you, kiss you, love you. Pick me up, put me down, stand me up, sit me down. I'm your puppet. Yes, darling, I'm your puppet.
All right. Oh.
Well, I really love your singing, Dan. And
Thank you.
I want to ask you about writing what is probably one of your most famous songs, Do Right Woman, which, of course, Aretha Franklin recorded. Did you write it for her? Did you know she would be the one singing it?
No, I didn't write it for her. It was just a song that Chips and I wrote that we had no idea, you know. It was just a song in a motel.
So who would you write it for? You just... sat down and wrote,
wrote
a song.
It for us. I mean, it wasn't even a girl's song, you know.
It wasn't a girl's song when it started?
Not particularly. It was just a song, you know, that we...
So how did Aretha Franklin end up recording the song?
Well, Chip's mumming was called to Muscle Shoals to play guitar on the session. And he and I were hanging real close during that time, and I was there. And... he played it to Jerry Wexler, and...
Jerry Wexler had brought Aretha Franklin down to Muscle Shoals for this recording session.
Exactly.
Did you know what she sounded like? Had you heard her sing?
Yes, I had. I knew a lot about her, and I'd heard several of her records before, and I knew who she was, and I kind of knew what was going to happen, and, you know, I was expecting a lot out of her.
So did you have to sing the song for her to show her how it went?
I certainly did. I had to put my voice on it and sing the track, sang on the track going down, because she didn't know the song, because we only pitched it when we got down there. So I sang it in her key.
Which is higher than your key, probably.
Oh, I sounded really, really strange, you know.
So maybe you'll do the song for us now.
Yeah, if this wind don't blow away these words, I will. make her do wrong. Take her for granted, leaving love unshown. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Woman's only human. You should understand. She's not just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like a man. If you wanna do right, gotta be a do-right, all-night man. Yeah, yeah. They say that it's a man's world, but honey, you can't prove that by me. And as long as we're together, baby, show some respect for me. If you wanna do right, home days, woman, you gotta be.
What a great song. It's great to hear you sing that song, and I'm wondering if you think your singing has been influenced by the people who've recorded your songs, if you ever hear their version of it in your mind when you're singing, even though you wrote it, and that's not how you wrote it.
Yes. Yes, they're running through my mind all the time.
No, I mean,
what I'm singing, I'm trying to do at least half as good as the artist who sang them first.
Now Jerry Wexler, who was a big producer at Atlantic Records and brought Aretha to the studio for the session in which Do Right Woman was recorded, has said that he thinks Dan Penn is the most soulful Caucasian singer he's ever heard.
I don't know where he got that.
Peter Guralnick's book, yeah, that's he quoted. So now, Dan, you didn't used to perform, right?
I mean, yeah, that's when all these words and... you know, I'm kind of awkward because of all these lyrics. But, you know, I didn't perform for 25 years. And suddenly I had to do a show in New York, and they said, come to do The Bottom Line. And I never even played these old songs, so I had to go back and learn them, learn to play the guitar, learn how they went. I'd forgotten it all. So that's why we're still reading off these lyrics. It's a little uncomfortable, but we get through them that way.
Isn't this amazing? The songwriter's reading the lyrics.
Yeah, I know. I know that's strange to everybody, but there's been a lot of songs go through these old heads, and we can't remember how they go after after somebody cuts them. We go on to something else.
In all the years that you were writing for other people and they were performing your songs and you were behind the scenes, did you wish that you were the one on stage performing?
No. In the very beginning, you know, I played with bands, and I enjoyed that, being out front. But I really got into the studio and writing things so much that I didn't care. I loved what I was doing. And I love working with that many great artists.
We'll return to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham at the Chicago Blues Festival after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, recorded at our Chicago Blues Festival concert. Their next song is one they wrote for the Box Tops. It became a big hit in 1968.
When I think about the good love you gave me, cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy, cry like a baby. I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string. As I look back on a love so sweet now, I cry like a baby. Every road is a lonely street, I cry like a baby. I know now that you're not a plaything, no toy or a puppet on the string. Today we passed on the street, and you just walked on by. My heart just fell to my feet. Once again I began to cry. When I think about the good love you gave me, cry like a baby, cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy, I cry like a baby. Somebody said dark in the street, so I guess we'll go there. At the dark end of the street, That's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me has the dark end of the street, you and me. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keep coming on so strong. Steal away to the dark end of the street. They're gonna find us. Gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday, yeah. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. And when the daylight around, and by chance we're both downtown, if we should meet, just walk on by. Oh, darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll the dark end of the street. Thank you so much.
Another great song from Dan Penn, and that was recorded by James Carr. Did you write the song for him?
No, again, it wasn't written for the artist in this case. It was, you know, we didn't have any in mind anybody. It was, we're just writing to be together and write.
Dan, that's a really great cheating song. Did you sit down and say, I'm going to write a great cheating song?
At some point, I sat down and said, I'm going to write a great cheating song, but it probably was 5 or 6 years before that song got written. So we tried to write a lot of cheating songs before, with different people. And, you know, you keep trying and you keep taking little steps and pretty soon you're there. So it was just a culmination of, all the songwriters try to write a great cheating song. It's just part of the program. And we just got lucky one night. And I mean, ever since Steal Away, you know, Jimmy Hughes, Steal Away, I was writing. He was the first artist at Fame, and he had that great hit, and I was pretty much overcome by it and loved the song, so I would say it probably came from Steal Away.
Dan Penn. We heard him on guitar and vocals with Spooner Oldham keyboards at the Chicago Blues Festival. They'll be back in the second half of our show, and we'll feature performances by Rufus Thomas and Syl Johnson. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
Major funding for Fresh Air is provided by Barnes & Noble, booksellers since 1873, and by the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Coming up from the Chicago Blues Festival, Rufus Thomas. At 80 years old, he's still got the place jumping. We're listening to one of his records now. Syl Johnson will sing one of the songs he's best known for, Take Me to the River, and we bring back Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham.
Baby, let the good time roll. Don't sit there running your mouth, talking all of that trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Baby, let the good times roll. What you say? I told you, woman,
what you tell?
Night before last.
What you say?
You gotta slow down. You were traveling too fast. Let the good times roll. Let the good times. Play your guitar, Mike. You got it.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're featuring a concert that we presented last year at the Chicago Blues Festival in Grant Park. Before we bring out Rufus Thomas and Syl Johnson, let's return to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham for one more song.
I'm going to ask you to do one song that you didn't write. And it's a song that was recorded by the great Arthur Alexander, a rhythm and blues singer who died just a few years ago. And we had presented him in concert at a public radio conference a few years ago and broadcast that concert. And he died just a few weeks after the broadcast. And his comeback record, released shortly before he died, featured Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham on it. You all knew each other back from the Alabama days, the Fame studio days.
Yeah, we even before Fame, we hung out with Arthur at a place called, what was it? What did it call? Spar.
Spar Music, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Stafford and Spar.
Up over the city drugstore, Florence, Alabama, yeah.
So Arthur was our great hope. I mean, when he hit, it opened all our doors, because here we were in a small town. We didn't know we could have a hit record. We thought everybody was just talking. But after Arthur, we started writing and quit talking.
And I want to say the song we're about to hear was later recorded by the Rolling Stones, so even if you don't know Arthur Alexander, you'll probably recognize this song.
Hope I can remember it all, yeah.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. Tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. Maybe I would to tell her who to love. Lord, that's up to her. Yes, I'm the Lord above. Better move on. I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still you beg me set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on.
I can't blame you for loving her.
Make it smooth.
Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham will be back to play with Rufus Thomas as Fresh Air's Chicago Blues Festival concert continues after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to the concert we presented at the Chicago Blues Festival last spring. Our next performer, Rufus Thomas, is famous for his blues and novelty records. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he recorded dance records like Do the Funky Chicken, Do the Funky Penguin, The Dog, Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, Somebody Stole My Dog, and the most famous Walkin' the Dog, which the Rolling Stones also recorded. Rufus Thomas gave Sun Records its very first hit, Bearcat, the answer song to Big Mama Thornton's recording of Hound Dog. Then in 1960, he gave Stax Records in Memphis its first hit, 'Cause I Love You, a duet with his daughter Carla Thomas. Rufus Thomas has been in show business since the mid-30s. He's often called himself the world's oldest teenager, and as if to prove the point, he celebrated his 80th birthday at the festival last year. Joining Rufus Thomas on stage were Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. Also on keyboard was Thomas's son Marvell Thomas, who was one of the main session musicians at Stax Records in Memphis.
Hello. Can I ask y'all something? I said, can I ask y'all something?
Yeah.
Ain't I'm clean?
Yeah.
Can y'all play the blues?
Yeah.
I said, can y'all play the blues?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna try? I think we're gonna get this one going. Well, since it's blues time in Chicago, here it is, y'all time. You know the night time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. With the one you love. And on the night time is the right time to be with the one you love. You know my mama, she died. And she left a child to cry. Oh, how I cry, how I cry. When my baby said goodbye, know that night time is the right time to be with the one you love. Now listen, I want to talk to all you girls out there now. Girls, y'all listening to me. Girls, are you listening to me?
lay some love on you now. I'm gonna lay some love on you like you ain't never had laid on you before. And if you think I'm lying, stay right there and don't go nowhere. The roof is gonna lay it on you right here. Now listen to me good. One and one is two. Two and two is four. If your bed breaks down, you're gonna finish on the floor. This one ought to knock you down real good, listen. B.B. King can sing the blues. So can Bobby Bland. Listen good now. B.B. King sings the blues. So can Bobby Bland. But it ain't nobody in the whole wide world sing the blues like Rufus can. You know that night time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. With the one you love. You know that night time is the right time to be with the one you love. Oh, I love you too. Hello, Chicago. Say hello, Rupert. Hello, Chicago. Oh, I love you too.
Now, Rufus isn't going to be performing Walking the Dog because his horn section isn't here. However, we happen to have...
You happen to have what?
We happen to have your CD. Hit it.
You happen to have my CD?
Feel free to demonstrate the dance here.
Oh.
Baby Mac, dressed in black. Silver buttons all down her back. How long tips it toe? She broke a needle and she can't so walk in the dark.
You want to tell you? Come on.
If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
How does the dance go?
That's what mama bought for 15 cents. See the fella good chunk of fish. He jumped up high, he touched the sky. Never got back till the 4th of July, walking the dog.
What a great record. Now, Rufus Thomas was dancing back in the 1930s in show business with
well,
the Rabbit
yes,
Foot Minstrels.
I was dancing back in the 1930s.
What was your act like in the 1930s?
What was my act like in the 30s? Well, really, in the 30s, I wasn't singing at all. I was a tap dancer. Boy, don't even go there. Don't even think about it. No. See what you started.
That's right.
No, I was a tap dancer at the time, and tap dancing, you know, as things, you know, time goes by, it sort of phased itself out, in which I wasn't doing any tap dancing, and I'm still gonna stay in stage business and show business. I got to find something else to do, so. I learned and I taught myself to sing. But I ain't doing no tap dancing. Don't even think about it.
Now, another part of Rufus Thomas's career, he started doing a show on WDIA back when it became the first station in America to have an all-black music format. And he's still doing the show, and I understand it's the number one show.
That's
the number
right.
one radio show in Memphis.
WDIA in Memphis, Tennessee.
Now, you've really rhymed a lot in your shows. What are some of your favorite ways of signing on and signing off, back from the old days when you were starting?
No, wait a minute. Ain't no back in the old days. ain't nothing old up here. Not nothing. Not even Dan Penn. Ain't nothing old up here. Look, when I used to sign on at midnight, I had a midnight show called Hoot and Holler. And this is the way it went on. I'm young, I'm loose, I'm full of juice, I got the goose, so what's the use? We feel engaged or we ain't got a dollar. Rufus is here, so hoot and holler.
And Rufus, how did you get your name Rufus?
How did I get my name Rufus? Well, seeing as how my daddy was named Rufus, he decided he wanted to pass another Rufus on, so he kind of laid it on me.
I thought it was a showbiz name.
No, it ain't no showbiz name. This is it.
This is it.
I mean, this is all of it.
I'd love it if you do a couple of more songs for us.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Today, I started loving you again. I'm right back, really, where I always been. Just long enough to let my heartaches mend. So today I started loving you all over again. What a fool I was to think I could get by. I should have known better, baby, with only these million tears I cried. And I should have known the worst one yet to come, baby. And the crying time for me had just begun. So my darling, today I started loving you all over again. Oh, babe. I'm right back, really, 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 really where I always, always been. I got all long enough to let my heartaches mend. So my darling, today I started loving you all over again. Today started loving you all over again. today. I started loving, 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 loving you. Today I started loving you all over. All over, all over, 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 all over, oh, 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 all over.
And the wonderful Rufus Thomas. Thank you so much for being with us.
Rufus Thomas with Marvell Thomas keyboard, Dan Penn guitar, Spooner Oldham keyboard. Our concert at the Chicago Blues Festival continues with Syl Johnson after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to the Fresh Air concert at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. Our final performer, Syl Johnson, got his start in Chicago, where he moved from Memphis when he was 8. He's best known for his R&B records like Sock It To Me, Different Strokes, and Is It Because I'm Black, and for his soul songs recorded in the 70s at High Records in Memphis. He retired from music in the 80s, but returned a couple of years ago, encouraged by the many rappers who were sampling his records. At our concert, Syl Johnson performed one of the songs he became known for at High Records.
Here's a song that was written for me by the one and only Al Green, and I did it first, and it's called Take Me. Feet on the ground. 16 candles, I put it on my wall. Tell me who's the biggest damn fool of them all. I wanna know. Tell me. I found baby, baby, baby. Take me to the river. All right. Wash me down.
Phil Johnson recorded at the Fresh Air concert at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. The 1998 Chicago Blues Festival runs June 4th through June 7th in Grant Park. Let's bring back Phil Johnson to close out the show.
Yeah!
Our concert was produced by WHYY's Art Ellis and Amy Salad in cooperation with the Chicago Blues Festival. Special thanks to festival coordinator Barry Dolans and to Janine Brown and Dan Hines of the festival staff. The concert was recorded by Timothy Powell of Metro Mobile Recording with Dan Glomsky. Technical supervision by Joyce Lieberman. The concert was produced and edited for broadcast by Danny Miller and Kathy Wolf, with post-production engineering from Bob Purdick. We wish you a great holiday. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for Fresh Air is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, as the Justice Department pursues its antitrust case against Microsoft, we look at an earlier precedent-setting antitrust case, the case against Standard Oil. We'll talk with Ron Chernow, author of a new biography of John D. Rockefeller. I'm Terry Gross. Join us for the next Fresh Air.